Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. We'll be back to our interview in just a moment. But right now, we're going to take a break, talk with Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting. That's at Facebook. You can go to BethMcDonaldConsulting.com or call her at 963-0842. And she can maybe help you to get started. Even though we've already started 2014, here we are on the weekend of the 4th. It's still a time, if I'm not mistaken, Beth, to continue to take inventory, to dust off the shelves, if you will, and see what you have, see what you really need to keep, and what you can get rid of in whatever fashion is appropriate. Maybe somebody else is in need. I think that's another very important factor is there may be somebody who might need that which you are saying, I don't need this anymore, but it's still in very good condition, can still be used, clothing and dishware from the kitchen, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's one of the things I really wish we had in this country, the way they do in the United Kingdom. You know, in the UK, they have the tradition of Boxing Day, which is the day after Christmas, where you gather up things you don't want or need anymore, and in a lot of cases it's like extra food from your holiday feast, you know, and then you give it to those who are less fortunate. And we don't have any sort of like formal holiday about that. We kind of get close in some ways in the way when you think about how Martin Luther King Jr. Day in January, in just a couple of weeks from now, has become kind of rebranded as a National Day of Service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, here in Santa Barbara, we kind of have the Day of Caring, thanks to United Way, which is a very similar thing, but that's usually in the fall, sometime in September.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, it can also be a way of life. You know, if you're really grateful, if you're really not grasping and clinging out of fear to every single scrap of consumer goods that you've ever come across in your life, if you can not be gunning for a guest shot on Hoarders, you know, you can trust that the universe will bring you everything that you need, and you don't have to have every room in your house filled with stuff you don't ever use, or a storage facility with the same. You know, it's really about looking at what kind of life do I really want, and what kind of things are going to get me there. And you know, hoarding and hanging on to broken things and things that don't fit or don't serve you anymore. It's not the way to get there.
Yeah,
you know, it's
well,
just not. Let it go.
I know that. You know, we cleared out the storage place underneath the house. And I mean, literally, we got rid of, I don't know, 6 or 8 boxes. We cleared out an entire plastic container and refilled it with other things that we took out and said we're going to keep from the boxes. So they're now protected more from the elements as well as critters.
Yeah.
But my perspective on, let's say, a storage unit, and I understand there are a lot of people that have them. If you need a storage unit off property, if you will, to store your stuff, you might want to take a look at how much of that stuff you really need. Because
well, that's an
that money, think about the money you're spending.
Yeah. Perspective, you know, because the planet Venus is now retrograde.
Oh.
It went retrograde on the solstice. And, you know, Venus rules is kind of famous because she rules love and money. But, you know, the things she's really, really in control of, the things that govern what we do with our love and our money, are our values. Venus rules our values.
Hmm.
And so one of the, again, to bring it back down, to drill down a little deeper and bring it down to the foundational point, it's the way we live is really about our values. The tricky part is, so much of what we do is unconscious. It's just knee-jerk reaction. We don't really stop and think. We don't really stop and feel. And so right now, with so much energy in Capricorn, Venus is retrograde also in Capricorn. It's a very, very, very easy time to be looking not just on the material level at what we're doing, but why we're doing it.
Yeah.
And is this really who I am? as we grow and evolve during the course of our lives, our values change a little bit here and there. And this is a time when we become more conscious of how we've changed and how we haven't, and what we want to do differently. Well, it's a time of increasing consciousness and order.
And, you know, you brought something to mind in that light, and it ties into our conversations back in November, December about gratitude, but also in terms of what we're doing and why. And I know that this is the time of year, or we've just been through it, where a lot of companies, a lot of businesses will give some kind of bonuses, or maybe there's going to be a percentage increase on your hourly, that kind of thing. And I have heard rumblings. I have heard the rumblings from different quarters about how ungrateful they are about the pittance that they're being given. It's like they're being thrown a crumb, you know. And so that actually does go directly to the question that you just put in terms of weeding through your stuff. What are you doing and why? Where are you working? What are you doing? And why are you working there if that's the reason why you're working there? Because
Back up a minute, Richard.
Sure.
Back up. Okay, because there's a couple of pieces to this.
Okay.
You know, statistically, most Americans make about $15 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Most Americans are living right at the poverty line.
Absolutely.
And most of the jobs that are available, regardless of how educated you are low paying.
Yes.
And that's not going to change soon. This is how our government has chosen to run things.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the reality. And I'm still, I can't tell you how many unemployed clients I have who used to make six figures, who used to have good jobs. And
right.
Now it's like if they can get $15 or $16 an hour working at a nonprofit, they're freaking grateful.
Right.
You know, or if they can get a job, if they can get anything that pays above minimum wage, they're grateful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's hard. If they can get anything
sure.
that's full-time work, they're grateful. And so for those of us that have jobs that we can grumble about, you know, we forget that in and of itself is a lot to be grateful for. And if you don't like the system mm-hmm. of your local or state or federal government, get educated and get active.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in
yeah.
order for a democracy to work, its voting public has to be educated. So, and they have to be motivated to vote.
Sure.
You know, still less than 50% of people in this county are registered to vote. And, you know, and not many of those people really exercise their right to vote. And so the decisions are being made by such a small group of people. And so, yes, you know, people have a right to be upset about the economy, about the lack of money, about the lack of opportunity. But, you know, wallowing in that is not going to help. Be grateful for what you have
mm-hmm.
and take charge, take control of your own destiny, like everybody was quoting Nelson Mandela, still, you know, be the captain of your own ship and in charge of your own destiny and take responsibility for making your life better.
Yeah.
And it's a slow slog, you know. I know. I live on the Lower East Side. You know, there's families on my street that don't have enough to eat and depend on the food programs here
sure.
so that they don't starve.
Sure.
There's families on my street that live in converted garages because that's the only thing they've got. There's families on my street who don't send their children to school because they're afraid that they'll get deported. 18 families were deported from the Franklin School alone in the last year.
Wow.
And so, yeah, this is what's happening in Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, for everybody who's standing there bitching and moaning about this, it's like, you know, get out of your own bubble.
Yeah.
And do something to help somebody else.
Yeah.
And get great. That's one of the quickest ways to get grateful. Go help at the soup kitchen. Go help at the Salvation Army. Go read to children at school. you know, there's a lot of suffering in this town that's way worse than whatever any of us have got going on.
Yeah.
And we can all make a difference.
I think that's great advice, especially as we start 2014. And we would encourage our listeners to touch base with you because you can assist them in at least the process of taking a look at, okay, well, where am I and what am I doing and why am I doing it? And what do I want to be doing different? Where do I want to be this time next year?
And how do I align with my own unique soul?
Yeah.
How do I align with my purpose in coming to this planet in the first place?
Exactly.
What was I thinking? And how do I figure that out?
What was I thinking? BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting, or 963-0842. And Beth, thank you so much, and we will talk to you again next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.
I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. Stay tuned.